Why mess with success? That seems to be the philosophy as a venerable Flint company marks its 100th anniversary this year. Kogel Meats is a century old, and the company's still making its products the same way with the same ingredients as it did on day one. And Kogel's has stuck with Flint through good times and bad. John Kogel is the president of Kogel Meats. John, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
100 years ago, how did Kogel's end up getting the start in Flint?
My grandfather, who learned the meat business in Germany through the apprenticeship program, he came to the United States. He ended up in Milwaukee for a couple of years, but always wanted to do his own thing, own his own business. And he, an armor salesman, which was supplying the plant that he was superintendent of at that point, he asked him, he said, you know, if you want to do something, you ought to move to Flint, Michigan, because the auto industry is going to boom there. And indeed, that's what my grandfather did.
My goodness. I've got to imagine, if I think about 100 years ago, delivering meat and keeping it from spoiling back in those early days, that had to have been tough. I mean, refrigeration was really a challenge. How did they do it?
Well, they delivered to most of the retail markets on a daily basis. Grandfather would take ice blocks. They'd move them into the basement during the winter, you know, cover them in sawdust. That was how he kept the plant somewhat cold. And then they would take the trucks out on a daily basis to the stores and deliver to them 6 days a week.
Now, the company, here we're talking about a company that has been around for 100 years. Certainly, there's been many changes in our world since then, but here it is amazing to think that the recipe hasn't changed.
No, we've had, you know, 4-5 generations eating it. We talked about it, years ago, should we do something and maybe chase price? And we decided, nope, if somebody wants the best, we want to serve them the best. And so from that point on, we've decided that we are just going to continue on the way Grandpa made the products back then, and we're going to keep the same, many of the same processes and the same flavor profile.
Now, for you, how did you get your start in the family business? I mean, did you always want to do this, or did you have an urge to go off and do something different?
Well, I got to get the start in the family business. I started out here, you know, doing some special projects, mowing the lawn, washing some walls, doing different things like that. And at the age of 14, I started working in the summers full-time back in what we call our kitchen, putting the product together. I always did like the business, but I really didn't know if I wanted to go into it until really my freshman year of college. And then whether it was an aha moment or just thinking, you know, that would probably be fun to go back into that line of work and the possibilities that it presented to me were really open-ended. I could take it where I wanted. And so at that point in time, I really decided that I will come back into the business, and my father let me come back, and it all has worked out. So.
Now, Kogel products are sold all over Michigan, and then we've got Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. And I am sure that you have had people over the years say, hey, take the brand coast to coast. But that is something that you've chosen not to do?
No, not necessarily. You know, we tried to expand. We are in, of course, with Meijer in the outlying states, which mm-hmm. you've mentioned. But it's very hard to get someone to try a new product, to get a meat buyer in a particular grocery chain to try a new product. And so what we decided was we were trying to push out and do different things. And at one point I just decided, you know, let's just pull back. We'll sell less product. Probably make a little bit more money because I was looking at that more like an R&D expense, trying to push the product further, and just decided we're going to be the best meat company in Michigan.
Now, the Flint area that has been home to Kogel Meats for this century, as we all know, it's taken a lot of hard economic hits since your grandpa first opened the company. Certainly losing General Motors was a huge hit. What did it take for Kogel Meats to stay put, not pull up stakes, not pull out of Flint?
Well, this is certainly our hometown. This is our core area. You know, like I mentioned, 4 and 5 generations have probably been eating the product. And so as we move away from Flint, our market share drops a little bit. But it's also there was a chance as we moved into Grand Rapids and things, the chance for growth. And so indeed, that's what we did. In 1985, when I came into the business, I was put in charge of sales. And I said, boy, if we ever have another downturn like we had in the early 80s, we're going to be really hurting, and so let's try to push out as much as we can. And indeed, that's what we did. We started, we were already in some of the Kroger stores, some of the Meijer stores, and they allowed us into the stores that we were not in. And so we just continued to expand and push out, and that has allowed us to stay right here in Flint and enjoy success throughout those years.
There is, I understand, quite an example of being a local business that goes above and beyond for its customers. Did I read occasionally you've been known to fly products to customers with your own plane?
Well, I'm a private pilot. It's not the way we like to deliver product, but sure, if a couple times somebody might have a sale item or a food service person, that might need product immediately, and that if it's, you know, further away, say a couple hours, then yes, I have been known to do that.
John Kogel, president of Kogel Meats, marking its 100th anniversary this year in Flint. Thank you so much for speaking with us, John.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.